WCOFM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 70. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Saturday, September the 1st. News sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, First National Bank and Trust, and Johnson's Commercial Properties. Looking for a pretty good Labor Day weekend. Mid-90s for the high today. Low 90s tomorrow with a slight chance for storms. About a 50% chance for storms Labor Day Monday with a high about 88. More information about a police standoff at a Chickasha motel. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. The air in your home is not as clean as you think. Indoor pollutants like pollen, mold, and pet dander can wreak havoc on your sinuses, sleep patterns, and overall comfort. Give DeHart Air Conditioning a call to discuss their home comfort filtering systems. Installed on the air handler of your home comfort system, this equipment uses ultraviolet light to destroy unwelcome particles in the air before they're recirculated in your home. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today to find out more. 224-0184. DeHart, your climate master Geo Elite dealer.
A tip about a stolen vehicle at a Chickasha motel leads to a standoff between Chickasha police and a man who had an outstanding warrant. It happened Thursday night at America's Best Value Inn on the south side of Chickasha. Reports indicate authorities spotted a man on a second floor balcony of the motel. As they approached him, he made a move toward his waistband that made them think he was armed. The suspect then barricaded himself in a room along with a woman who also had an outstanding warrant. Unconfirmed reports are that a police tactical team shot tear gas into the room, which forced the two individuals out, where they were taken into custody. Arrested were 39-year-old Gerald Lee Huggins and 33-year-old Tabitha Horry. Huggins was wanted for a probation violation under charge of felonious pointing of a firearm, and Horry was wanted for non-payment of a fine on a drug charge dating back to 2013. Minco police have made a couple of arrests after finding two people with a stolen vehicle. No details available, but authorities arrested 42-year-old Christopher Sanchez and 36-year-old Tammy Sanchez on complaints of possession of a stolen vehicle. They'll spend the long Labor Day weekend in the Grady County Jail. They could be arraigned on Tuesday. In Caddo County this week, an increased police presence at the Apache High School after a student made threats. The student not currently in class, administrator did not believe it was a viable threat. The district did send messages to parents to notify them of the situation. While officials didn't think it was a viable threat, Apache police and Caddo County Sheriff's deputies were brought in for enhanced presence for a couple of days. More cool news coming right up.
First National Bank and Trust Company has so much history. You might be thinking, this is my grandma's bank. There's no way it can keep up with the tech world.
Actually, Randy, our customers have been logging into the FNBT mobile smartphone app for years with just a fingerprint. And today, we're pleased to announce for iPhone 10 users with facial recognition, you can log in with just your pretty face.
Wow, that's cool.
At FNBT, we harness technology to serve you for life.
First National Bank, member FDIC.
The overpayment of salaries to Grady County elected officials will be the subject of a special meeting of Grady County Commissioners next week. State Auditor Gary Jones will address the commissioners as well as the County Excise Board. An agenda for the meeting posted Friday. Jones asked by District Attorney Jason Hicks to talk about the salary issue with local officials. The meeting 8:30 Wednesday morning in courtroom number 1 at the Grady County Courthouse. The meeting is open to the public. Anadarko police looking for a purse snatcher. A felony warrant issued for the arrest of 28-year-old Seneca Kozad. The Anadarko woman being charged with robbery by force or fear. No details about the incident available. If you have information that can help find Kozad, contact Anadarko police or the Caddo County Sheriff's Office. Here's what we're talking about this weekend. A big need for foster families across the Sooner State. Lori Myers and Ethel Pennington with the Department of Human Services will have information about becoming a foster family on our Cool Conversation program this morning. And on Real Estate Today with John Mosley, we'll talk about electric cars with Mark Falkenberry of Western Farmers Electric Co-op. Cool Conversation coming up right after the 8 o'clock news next hour, followed at 8:30 by Real Estate Today. We have links to both programs on our website, so you can listen to them whenever you want. Go to cool1055fm.com, and you'll find them under the Community tab. Our weather forecast calling for a nice day today. Sunshine will have temps in the mid-90s. For Sunday, low 90s with a slight chance for storms. 50-50 shot at storms Labor Day Monday with a high upper 80s. Right now, fair and 70 downtown Chickasha. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Life is full of ups and downs. Same way with business. There are times you need more office space, while other times call for downsizing. Johnson's Commercial Rentals has office space throughout Chickasha and Grady County and can help you find the perfect space for any situation your business may need. Several properties are move-in ready and vary from 1,000 to 40,000 square feet. Is your business ready to make a move? Your first call should be Johnson's Commercial Rentals, 224-2801. That's 224-2801.
In sports, it's been a long dry spell for the Fighting Chick football team, but that dry spell is finally over. The Chicks snap a 17-game losing streak with a 35-24 win in the season opener over Marlowe at Chickasha's Memorial Stadium last night. The Chicks hadn't won a game in nearly 2 years. The last win came September 17, 2016. Hassan Burdick ran for 183 yards and 3 touchdowns. Austin Albright threw for 157 yards and 2 scores. And Jordan Jackson had 10 receptions for 98 yards and a TD. Burdick carried the ball 29 times for the Chicks with touchdown runs, 2 touchdown runs of 4 yards each and 1 for 6 yards. The Chicks did get out to a fast start, leading 21-0 early in the second quarter. Marlowe dominated the second quarter, scoring twice in the final 3.5 minutes to get within 28-21. The Outlaws threatened to tie the game when the Chicks came over the goal line stand to prevent the tying touchdown. Marlowe helped out by being flagged for a false start. They settled for a 22-yard field goal to get within 28-24. The Chicks got the game-winning score with about 8 minutes to go on Burdick's 6-yard scamper. Coach Jerry Don Bray talks about the effort of Hassan Burdick's last night.
The most impressive thing to me is taking a bunch of guys trying to grow up and learn how to win. And we had some adversity. We gave them a first down. It could have easily been 35-7. We gave them a first down, led to a touchdown, got a pick, led to a touchdown. Then it was a ball game at halftime. And we responded, and we played like you're supposed to.
He's so talking about the team effort for the Fighting Chicks last night. 35-24 winners over the Marlowe Outlaws. We'll have more comments from Coach Bray coming up on our Saturday morning Coach's Show at 9:30. Other high school football scores last night. Blanchard with the season-opening win as they down Elgin 50-13. The Tuttle Tigers moved to 2-0 with a 26-14 win over Kingfisher. Anadarko moves to 2-0, beating Lexington 44-8. Minko now 2-0 after a 14-0 road win at Debble. A top-10 matchup of 8-man teams in Grady County last night. And number 7, Alec, downs number 3, Laverne, 60-30. And Sorrel beat Corn Bible Academy 52-16. Carnegie over Mountain View Goaty Bow 54-38. More scores and coaches' interviews coming up on the Saturday Morning Coaches Show at 9:30 this morning. We'll have comments from, as we mentioned, Chickasha coach Jerry Don Bray, Tuttle coach Brad Ballard, and Anadarko coach Chris Paddlety among the guests. USAO soccer teams playing their third state road games today. They're playing at LSU Shreveport in Louisiana. After today's games, the Drovers will have their home openers Monday night with the University of Houston Victoria. And the Oklahoma Sooner football team opens their season in Norman this morning, taking on Florida Atlantic. Kickoff 11 o'clock, the contest being televised on Fox Sports. Our Cool News Weather and Sports this morning brought to you by Johnson's Commercial Properties, First National Bank and Trust, and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning.